Hello, I'm Vigorously Andrew Heaton, and you're watching Mostly Weekly. And the buzzword on the interwebs this week was Coney 2012.
It's Comey.
I am confident it was Coney. I'm going to have to take this. This week, the number one buzzword on the interweb was Comey. Now, I'm sure you had the same thoughts I did watching the Comey testimony. This is like the BDSM stuff from 50 Shades of Grey. And I think the parallels are pretty self-evident.
I understood that I served at the pleasure of the president. The pleasure of the president.
The pleasure of the president.
He couldn't possibly be having dinner with me alone. I mean, this is the president of the United States. He told me repeatedly, with me alone.
The pleasure of the president.
Saying, I hope this. I took it as, this is what he wants me to do. This is what he wants me to do. I took it repeatedly. This is what he wants me to do.
The pleasure of the president.
God, that's hot. Did you see those stenographers? This is as good a time as any to tell you that I am a bureau sexual. I am aroused by procedural things in government. So this was a great week for me. Not so much for James Comey, whose testimony about Trump's behavior had some strong parallels with sexual harassment. Let's go through the facts. Comey is stunned when President-elect Trump invites him to a private dinner where he asks him for something inappropriate, so much so that Comey is stunned and unresponsive. And if there is an investigation, there'll be an independent prosecutor, a congressional probe, an inquest of some sort, a lot of procedural stuff. Excuse me, I need to get something notarized.
The clerk will report H.R. 40.
Yeah, you read that docket. The Donald is clearly a dominant, like Christian Grey. We went home with a billionaire who spent a year negging America. And I know a lot of voters that have low self-esteem would like to stay with him, but the issue here is abuse of power. And unlike Anastasia, we never signed a contract saying we wanted to feel violated, which is why I think the world of politics could learn some things from BDSM. Both of them involve power structures, consent, and in some cases, bondage. Here's some proposals. Government safe words. I suggest that citizens can use a safe word when the power abuse just isn't fun anymore. Pineapple!
Number one, step four.
Okay, haberdasher. Tippy toe! Hey! Tippy toe! Denial play. Legislators deny themselves the pleasure of passing laws. It's like political edging. I propose that just like DOMs and subs sometimes switch places, we get to trade places with the government. So for a couple of days a year, we get to wield the sex baton and affirmative consent. Let's talk about this. From now on, no more 10-term senators, no more automatic spending increases, and no more creeping regulation. Anything the government wants to do to us, it has to get affirmative, proactive consent from us. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some jury duty to attend. There's the stenographer that I've been... Goodbye.